Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of March 2017, and this is the 545th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very warm today. It's about 30 degrees and rising, even though it'll be 5 soon. So I've been inside and managed to keep the house relatively cool, but it's beginning to warm up now. And we're going to have a really hot week. So I don't know. I'm hoping the house will cool down a little bit, but it looks as if our overnight temperatures are going to be pretty warm as well. So it'll be a little bit of an endurance test for me over the next few days. And I haven't been out, I haven't had any exercise, but I'm about to catch a bus. I decided it was silly, really, to be walking when it's this hot. So I'm about to catch a bus into town, and I'm going quite early. I'm going to the writer's cave, but today the person who normally opens up is sick, so I need to go down early so that I can pick up a pass disc so that I can let people in later on. So I'm going to brave down there, and if it's not too hot in the actual space, I might just start writing when I get there, and I'm hoping that I'll get quite a lot done, but that my mind will enter further and further into this second timeline that's a bit of a challenge, because it's much less formed than the earlier timeline. And so far, every time I've started to write this timeline, I've just kind of asked myself hundreds of questions. But I think it was Kate Grenville who said that writing a novel is just a matter of answering thousands and thousands of questions. So I guess this is just part of the process, and having a bit of concentrated time will be great. It was really odd last week. It seems to happen quite often on my unplugged weeks. Things get cancelled, and last week offline things get cancelled. I cancel online things, and then offline things cancel themselves on me. And the Writer's Cave was cancelled last week. So I didn't have that, and there was talk that it would move somewhere else. But I'm glad to see that it hasn't moved somewhere else tonight, so I'm not going to have a sort of long, hot walk to get to it. So I'm looking forward to that, because I've had a really slow morning, and it's been a lovely morning, but just I haven't really entered into work mode properly. And so having 3 hours tonight will be great. That really, really will make me feel better when I come home, and it'll probably be more productive than if I'd worked this morning. Excuse that motor sound in the background. My neighbour has a boat that he tests out before he goes off. He was building an aeroplane, but I think that has come to an end, and that had a much louder motor. So I'm kind of quite pleased that it's the boat motor at the moment. One of the reasons I had a slow morning this morning was because I just couldn't put that book down that I said I'd started reading, and so I had to read it to the end. And it seemed to be a much longer book than I'd expected it to be. So I'm trying not to. It was a naughty thing to do this morning. But I enjoyed it, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time regretting the fact that I've done that, and just concentrate on the now, and also kind of contemplate a bit what that novel did, why it gripped me, all those novelistic reasons for reading, as well as the sheer entertainment value. So that's what I'm going to do soon. That's my walk into town. So I'm going to take my iPad and my keyboard. I used to take a little box to put my iPad on, but actually this office we're working in is a magazine office, and they've got masses of boxes all over the place, so I shall keep my backpack free from the box. And go forth, and I actually need to kind of go forth quite soon, because the buses only go once an hour at this time of day, and they are not to be missed, and certainly in this direction. I'm sorry, this is a bit of a rambly sort of a podcast, and I was going to talk about an outing that I did last week, and it was actually whilst I was trying to choose photos to go with that podcast, I realised that I wasn't going to have time to do a podcast on that outing. I couldn't even decide which images to send with it, so that'll have to stay. Maybe tomorrow, when it's going to be even hotter than today, but I'm not planning on going anywhere very much. So, I do hope that you've had a really good day today, or that you're having one. I know that spring is with you in most northern hemisphere countries. I can't say that autumn feels as if it's here just now. But do enjoy that lovely sprouting of things. And here we can soon look forward to a bit of a cooling off, I think. But not for the foreseeable future. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.